It's The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde, and we're one step closer to having a recreational marijuana industry here in Washington State. Sean Green is the proud holder of the first recreational marijuana producer-processor license. Green already runs medical marijuana dispensaries in Spokane and Shoreline, but now he can grow up to 21,000 square feet of marijuana specifically meant for recreational purposes. He says he was able to get the first license because he made the application process his primary job.
I've been working very diligent in the process since day one. Went to all of the liquor board forums, got to learn as much as I possibly could. I applied at 8 a.m. The first day that license applications were available to be submitted, responded immediately once I had first contact, and when they called, I dropped what I'd do and find a laptop or a computer station so I could interface and made myself completely available and transparent for every step of the process.
What do you need to do to get started?
We're going to go home and we're going to bring our plants into our facility and we'll be started.
And the state, as I understand it, limited the size of these grow operations to 21,000 square feet. What are you going to be doing to try to maximize yield in those spaces?
We've currently been producing in the medical marijuana market, so we've got a pretty sophisticated technique to bring to fruition large yields in our production. The industry standard in the past has been a pound production per 1,000 watts of light, and we produce about 2.5 pounds per light, so 2.5 times the industry standard at this point.
Wow, so that's going to make a difference, and I'm wondering if you've got back-of-the-envelope predictions right now about sort of the amount of revenue that you expect to generate per year.
I have no idea what the product's market value is at this point. There's never been recreational cannabis in Washington State, so there's not a benchmark. So I have absolutely no idea what we'll be able to sell our product for.
Really? So that's unknown. No one's talking about numbers at this point.
Oh, I've had offers of 10% over market rate, but there hasn't been a set number price per pound that's been offered. We've got to grow it first.
Another question I have is, now that you've got one of these licenses, do you have any sense of what the license itself is worth?
No.
Are they transferable?
At this point, no.
So you currently run a medical marijuana, or more than one medical marijuana dispensary, Pacific Northwest Medical. What's the fate of your dispensaries now that you're getting into the recreational pot grow business?
Well, there's several bills and legislation that are, you know, working themselves out. I imagine within a week and a half or so, the legislative session will close, so we'll have a better understanding of what our laws and rules look like in the medical industry moving forward.
Do you have any sense of the timeline kind of moving forward for all of this stuff, when it's going to be licensed, produced, processed? Is the State Liquor Control Board giving you that information that you probably need to plan to for your business?
Well, they're going to continue issuing licenses from here on out, and I believe they said they had 2,800 producer licenses to sift through. So I imagine more licenses are going out this week, next week, the week after, and for several weeks and months to come.
That's Sean Green, holder of the first recreational marijuana license in Washington State. He joined us from the Liquor Control Board office in Olympia. For more on this, we turn to KUOW reporter Amy Radel. She's been covering the emergency legal pot market for us, and she first met Sean Green after I-502 passed. That's the initiative that legalized marijuana here in Washington State. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So I asked Sean this too, but why was he the first person to get a marijuana license?
I've seen him around as this entire marketplace has been created. I met him last year right after the initiative passed. At that point, he had his dispensary just in Shoreline, and he said his main job was answering the phone and telling people they could not walk right in off the street and buy marijuana from him just because this initiative had passed. But he's been someone who's been really trying to be kind of the face of sort of the new marijuana entrepreneurs. He always has a suit on. He comes to every public hearing. As he mentioned, he lobbies in Olympia about medical marijuana and about the new recreational marijuana marketplace. He works with the cities to get the permits. I mean, there's kind of two camps. There's the people like him who just say, we just want to be like normal business people now. We want to do everything very above board. And then there's, other people who have been kind of, doing it for years, maybe don't trust the government as much, aren't used to filling out all this paperwork. So he's kind of trying to be kind of the face of like this new industry.
What are his big picture plans for his company, which I think is called Couchlock Productions?
Yeah, I had to ask him to spell that out for me a little bit. And basically he said, yes, it's Couchlock with a K because it locks you to the couch. And he said that that's emblematic of the kind of potency that he's going to be delivering to people. Because as he said, you know, the recreational market, he thinks is going to be about potency. It's not about the medical marijuana attributes of these other types of cannabis that, you know, are about pain relief or, you know, different kinds of qualities. So locks you to the couch. And he says that this is going to be a parent corporation that might have franchise agreements with retailers, because under Washington, the way I-502 is set up, people can't be growing and retailing. They have to only seek one kind of license. But he says he already knows people he wants to work with who are going to be his first franchisees, who are going to be the retailers for his product. So he envisions setting up kind of a company that can provide all kinds of services to people coming into this business who, you know, need some help, need some consulting. As he told you, he says he can get these very high yields, so perhaps people would hire him to help them get that kind of a yield. And he even talks about wanting to be in different states.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Amy Radel is KUOW reporter who's been covering the emerging pot economy here in Washington State. It's a big national story. It's a big international story. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Steve Scherr.